Honey, is that you? Oh, come here. Oh, I've missed you so much this past month. I've mostly been sleeping, but the dreams I've been having are of you, baby. What month is it? January? Really? You didn't have to come and visit me so soon. There's still a few more months left till spring, if I remember correctly. Were you missing me that much, sweetheart? Oh, poor thing. Everything is better now that you're wrapped in my warm arms. Feeling my soft fur underneath you as you settle into the furnace of heat. Despite the chilly weather outside, for some reason, none of it gets in here. Forehead at the perfect height for kisses as you rest against my chest. It's not so easy falling asleep without you by my side. You're like my good luck charm or something for instantly being able to fall asleep. Feels so good to have you back in my arms, where you should have been this entire time if I had anything to say about it. If only you didn't have a job and outside responsibilities, you could be hibernating with me right now. I mean, think about how much fun it would be. You would call in sick for the next few months because your girlfriend needs the attention. You would then get to move into my cave with me and spend the rest of the cold months snuggling and sleeping and gathering strength for the spring. It's not like there's much to do around here when it's all frozen over like this. You were practically chattering your teeth when you came in here. It was only once you walked in deeper did you stop seeing your breath and feel the warmth of the fire. It made it so much better to fall into my arms, to rest your head against me. My breasts make the perfect pillow as you melt into me. Almost like we've spent no time apart. Hibernation used to be one of my favorite times of the year. Getting a few months to be lazy and sleep all day is great. But this is the first year I've dreaded it. It meant I was going to be away from you for the longest we have ever been apart. I think I've grown way too attached to you for my own good. I love you, honey. This hibernation just got a lot better with you by my side. What I may lack in energy, I promise, I make up for in enthusiasm. Have no clue how badly I needed this, sweetheart. Has it been rough on you too? I'm sorry, honey. I'll try to figure out something better for next year. Maybe we can get a house together. Make a little den for me in the back room. That way you can visit me whenever you get lonely or bored. Do you think that maybe you would want to move in with me? Yay. Sorry. I am excited. I really am. I just don't know if my muscles are going to let me work that way right now. They're too busy holding you nice and tight. My large ball resting on your ass as you nuzzle your face into my chest. Feels like you've missed my breasts more than you've missed me. Can't really blame you. They're pretty comfy, aren't they? Homegrown, organic, locally sourced. Really good for you and everything. I've missed the way you play with them. I've tried touching myself like you do. You know, tweaking my nipples a certain way, bringing it up to my own mouth and using my tongue to swirl around the nipple. I've even tried twisting them, and none of it hits the same as it does with you. It doesn't get me soaked like just laying next to you does. I don't have to watch my language right now. No one else is around. We aren't in public, and I really don't have the brain power right now to put on much of a filter. I'm too happy to have you so close to me. Love you, honey. Feels so good to have you back in my arms. It's like you never left. What have you been doing to occupy your time since you don't have your girlfriend back home right now? Nothing? Really? So does that mean you've just been masturbating like crazy to kill time? Wait, are you serious? I was just making a joke. Is that what you've been doing to keep yourself occupied at night, baby? And here I was, keeping myself completely chaste. Definitely not because it was too much of an effort to get myself off. No, no, no. I haven't really felt the need to do anything since you haven't been around. No one gets me wet like you do, sweetheart. Not even when I'm by myself. I can feel that smile you just produced. Being so happy as I squeeze your ass possessively. I really didn't think I miss laying next to you as much as I do. Being apart from you has shown me how much it sucks to not be with you. You're the best thing that has ever happened to me. I'm so lucky the program selected us to be roommates. I don't think I would have gotten along with anyone the way I get along with you. It was love at first sight, hon. Sucks that you're still wearing your pants and everything. This would feel so much better if it was just your bare skin against mine. Getting to share in my warmth. Do you want to undress, baby? Taking off your shirt first. You're surprised that the cold doesn't get to you. Lifting your hips up, I start to slide your pants and underwear off. You're not going to be needing these for what I have planned. It's okay, baby. Daddy's got you. Daddy's right here. Pulling you in close again. Daddy's going to make you feel really fucking good, okay, sweetheart? Think of it as a reward for coming to visit me. I didn't think he would make the journey all the way out here. It must have taken hours for you to get to the woods, let alone find the cave I was spending my time in. That kind of devotion should be rewarded, sweetheart. My entire day, hell, my entire month, just got brighter because of your brilliant idea to visit me. The least I could do is take care of you, baby. pressing a kiss against your nose. You feel my hand start to travel south. It feels so good. Do you want my help for this little issue I'm touching? It feels wonderful to have you back in my hands. My fingers pressing ever so delicately. Taking careful watch of your reactions. I base my movements on that. Slow and steady. It's an almost teasing pace as you let out a noise. It's starting to feel good, isn't it? Tell Daddy what you need and I'll happily give it to you, sweetheart. Just need to use your words to enunciate. I'm a bear, not a mind reader. My giant paw works itself between your thighs as you snuggle closer to me. Your tiny body resting. It feels so good to have someone so small soaking up my warmth. Is that you finding your way to my nipple? Starting to suck. That feels nice. Are you going to try to make me come this way? I can see that mischievous glint in your eye. Told you I lack the effort to do anything with my pussy, and you took that as a challenge to make me come from my breasts. I'm certainly not going to stop you. Not when your mouth feels this good against me. Tongue flicking over the sensitive knob. Your hands tighten around me. Missed you too, baby. Missed you so damn much. How does it taste? Haven't had anything to suck on in over a month. That mouth of yours is probably a little out of practice. Not that it matters when my hand is touching you like this. Don't you worry, honey. Teddy remembers how you like it. Know exactly where to touch to take you apart. Can play your body like I can play any other instrument. Always respond so beautifully to me. Just look at you. My hand feels so good between your thighs, doesn't it? Fingers working the sensitive parts. You can't help but moan. It's okay, baby. Let it all out. Who's going to hear you? It's the middle of winter in the woods. You don't have to keep anything inside. It's actually a nice change of pace for us, considering what normally happens, right? You can scream my name all you want, baby. You're already chanting it underneath your breath. Acting like I can't hear how badly you want it. Guess my hand feels better than yours, doesn't it? Not even hesitating. Answering right away before switching to the other nipple. Your mouth feels wonderful, baby. Not going to make me come like this, but you're certainly getting me wetter. Maybe if you visit me closer to March or April, I'll have the energy to properly fuck you. As is, you're going to have to settle for this, baby. Not that you seem to mind. My one hand stays resting on your ass, helping you stay in the propped up position. Every so often, the claw digs a little bit into the skin, mixing the pain with the pleasure. It only pushes you closer to the edge as you try to hold back. A whole month without me, and look at what becomes of you. Poor thing. You really need me, don't you? Don't know what to do with yourself when I'm not around. Got so bored, so lost, that you ended up coming to find me. Because it's better to spend time with me in the middle of nowhere than it is to be home alone, right? Listen to you. I know, sweetheart, I know. Teddy has just what you need. Relax. Let me keep taking care of you. My hand feels so good, stroking your sensitive parts, making sure to pay careful attention to anywhere that makes you gasp. My fingers know exactly how to take you apart. They've done it so many times by now, it's just second nature to me. Your tiny body practically resting on top of mine. You feel so safe, so secure, so happy. Your hips buck into me, fucking yourself harder against my hand as you whimper. Can barely form words. You're too focused on playing with my breasts, making sure each nipple is equally played with. It really feels like you can't get enough of them, honey. Didn't realize you missed them this much. Is this what you've been touching yourself to at night? I mean, just one of my tits is larger than your entire head. Not that that's saying much, considering how tiny you are. Such a fragile little thing. You can't help but squirm whenever I mention it. Love being my tiny honey bunny, don't you? Your hips respond to you, acting before you realize it. Your hips move forward and you feel the pressure start to build. Move your hips backwards and you whine at the loss. It feels too good as you start to dance on the edge. The sucking on my breasts intensifies as the grip on your ass tightens once again. Droplets of blood begin to form. You don't mind. You don't even care. The pain adds to the pleasure as you let out another moan, feeling it ripped from your throat. I didn't even know you could sound like that, sweetheart. I think I'm going to need to hear a lot more of that. Getting closer, your tongue flicks faster. You're really trying to make me come from just my nipples, aren't you? So determined. Thank you, baby. You're too sweet for your own good. One of the reasons I fell for you. You're too fucking good. Don't even realize it. Not listening to a word I say. You're just nodding your head along and rocking your hips. Fucking yourself against my fingers. Lost to your own pleasure. You melt into me. Giving yourself over to the sensation. Any rational thoughts have long since left your mind. The only thing you're focusing on is how good my hand feels between your thighs. How close you are to the edge. How badly you want to come. You're just waiting for permission, aren't you? Don't know how happy that makes me to hear, sweetheart. Always on your best behavior for me. Trusting me to know what's best for you. Don't you worry. Daddy's got you. Daddy isn't going anywhere. You're going to come all over my hand, just like this, okay? Oh, I don't care if you make a mess, baby. I want to feel how much you've missed me. It's okay. I promise. I'm not going to be mad. I want to feel you let go. Come on. You can do it. Make me proud. Let go, honey. Come, let it all out like that. Yes. Oh, that's good. So perfect, baby. Oh, that's what I wanted to see. I'm so proud of you. Deep breaths. In and out, yeah. Did you have fun? I'm glad. You deserve it after making the journey all the way out here. I can't imagine how hard that was on you. You're so small. The weather is so cold. I can't believe you actually made it here without any injuries. You're lucky there, honey. Speaking of which, how much time do I have with you before you go back? Only tonight? Then we better make the most of it. Bringing you back into my arms. What? Did you think we were going to have a second round or something? No, I don't have the energy for that. Getting you off once was way more energy than I should have expended, but I couldn't help myself. Not when you asked me so sweetly, remembering to use your words and everything. I'm so proud of you. Love you so much, honey. I'm so glad you came to visit. I'm going to be riding this high for the rest of the month. Crazy how just seeing you can make my mood instantly better. Readjusting yourself against my large form. Despite the initial disappointment at not getting a second orgasm, you find yourself settling in. This is kind of nice too, isn't it? Say what you will. You're already getting sleepy. Just like me. You can deny it all you want, but that tone in your voice is otherwise. You've had a long day of travel. It's okay to rest. It's what I've been doing this entire time. I'm not going anywhere. I am staying right here, being the comfiest, warmest bed you could possibly sleep on. My heartbeat offers something soothing as you lay against the softness of my chest. You've missed this, haven't you? Oh, yes, you have, baby. Otherwise, why would you get so cozy so quickly? Sure. You're just that good. And definitely not happy to be back in my arms. I've missed you too, baby. I've missed you a lot. I'm glad you're here. It just feels so right. This isn't some sort of dream, is it? I'm not going to wake up 5 minutes from now all alone in the cold, right? Just wanted to make sure that you were still real, still in front of me. Holding you against my chest, listening to your breathing slow. This is what I've been needing. My personal little stuffy to keep me company while I rest up. Never really think of you as small until you're next to me like this. Maybe a little nap wouldn't be the worst idea in the world. You have kept me awake more than my usual amount during hibernation. I guess I'm just always making exceptions for you, honey. I would rather see you smile. Your happiness is the single greatest thing on earth. I'm so happy to have you in my life, to call you my partner. And I can't wait until hibernation is over and we can start looking for places together. It's going to be so much fun. We're going to find a place with a den that we're going to make into a little bear lounge for me. That way, hibernations are easier on the both of us. Not to mention, we will have a cozy room for when we want to ignore the world and have it just be the two of us. That way, when you get to...